Monday morning, Ada County kicks off a recount of ballots cast in the November election. As Samantha Wright reports, a community college levy and a state legislative race are on the docket.
County Clerk-elect Phil McGrane says when the vote margin is within 0.1%, the recount is free. The College of Western Idaho fell just 144 votes short in its quest for $48 million to build a new health science building and asked Ada and Kenyon counties to hold a recount. The Senate race in District 15 was also extremely close with a 6-vote difference, so Ada County will be checking those numbers as well. Ada's recount starts with a hand recount of 5% of the ballots. Then those ballots will be counted by machines.
What that is it's testing the machines to make sure that the machines we used on Election Day, they're reading accurately to what someone who's just looking at the ballot, what they intended.
For the CWI vote, that means almost 10,000 ballots will be hand counted by 40 people. That will take a day or more. Then the rest of the ballots have to be counted by machine.
We had a little over 192,000 ballots cast here in Ada County, and so we will be recounting all of those.
He says recounts aren't that rare in Idaho, but it's rare when they make a difference in who wins. But this recount will give his office a good workout when it comes to vote counting.
We're aimed at accuracy. That's our big thing, and this is a really healthy test for the system so that everybody who voted has confidence in the votes that they cast.
McGrane says the recount will start each day at 8 a.m., go until 6 at night, and take about a week and a half. I'm Samantha Wright, Boise State Public Radio News.